Hello and good evening, everyone. Welcome to your Friday night tune-up. I'm your co-creator, Hillis Pugh, along with
Rebecca Gregory here. I had a card just fly all over the place. Welcome, everyone. How's everyone doing this Friday?
Welcome to your Friday night tune-up. I mean, it's a lot of energies going on, but before we get into the depth, the heights of what's happening on the planet right now, before we expand in that space, just want to take this time, this moment, to share with all of you and great appreciation for you showing up and sharing the show, liking the show, sharing it with your friends and family, because as you do, we grow and expand, and we grow and expand with you. So if you feel this show is of value to you, of your time, as we share our wisdom and our energy with you, please feel free to click on the link below in the description to offer your heartfelt donation, as I have a brain fart on the show. So, yeah, so we thank you for that. And you know, speaking of brain farts, you know, this is one thing that has been helping me not have brain farts anymore. But, you know, since we are in these energies, you know, but this thing here has been helping me not to have brain farts. My new favorite thing, the ASEA supplement. Have you been taking yours, right, Rebecca?
Of course I have.
No more brain fog and more energy unless you're in really high intense solar flare portal energy, which we're in right now.
Really? Is that what it's called?
No, there's another technical name for it. It's called just hide under covers and then wait till it's done. just bury yourself until the end of the month, which is another week. That's what it's called. Just hide under the covers until it's done. But I tell you, this has been a true lifesaver in terms of really working with my clients, working with all of you and so forth, and just getting energies to be more cohesive, if you will.
Gotcha.
But you guys can read more about that later, get more information. You could contact myself or Rebecca. And that's right. Susie's been taking hers. Way to go, Susie. So yeah, we want to know.
I've been really enjoying mine. I just started a couple of weeks ago, and I've really seen a lot of change and a lot of difference since I started taking the SCSO, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm a month in, and
I learned don't take it at night because I was up all night, so I don't take it at night anymore. It keeps me up.
Yeah, I don't take mine at night either. But
except as far for the night I was driving home from Ohio, and I had to stay up, so I did take it on time.
Yeah, it's one of those energy pick-me-ups, as am in the midst of receiving downloads right now. This always happens on the show, always. Mind you, I've been in comatose most of the day, and now I'm like getting all this downloads right now. I'm like, now would be the time. So I'm glad it's happening now. And so it's really been a journey this week, right, Rebecca? It's been a journey.
It has. And I want to just take note of everybody who's joining us this evening, Bridget and Susie and whoever else is on listening to us that hasn't commented. Thank you for joining us tonight. And you're right, Ellis. It's been, you know my journey today, which I'll probably share with everyone, because, you know, the universe just takes me on a journey. I can get into that in a few minutes. But you're right. It's just this whole emergence that's happening right now on so many levels. And I've been getting waves. I don't know about you, because you've been in a little different space than me. I've actually been out more than I normally am. I have been getting waves of this swooshy energy coming in. And no, literally, I'll be walking on somebody, and I'm like, so it's like navigating this new energy. But that's the energy that's happening right now. It's a swift and it just kind of takes your breath away because it's so new, and it's just like whoosh. And I find myself just having to ground, and also the energies of all the people out there. Which I'll share in a little while when we get in our conversation of my journey to try to go get my toes done today, which didn't happen. So, so what else going on in your world, Hillis? What do you want to share with us tonight?
So, you know, I've been digging in the archives this week of really taking the time to reconnect with my creative self, to really feel that energy again, to express myself in different ways and ways that I love, which is words. And those that know, fans of the show, know how much I love words. And I uncovered, well, not uncovered, I went back and reread some poetry that I wrote just a few months ago, and I felt it was very apropos in the energies that we're in and in the space that I was in, because as most of you all know, that the energy that you guys are feeling, those who are not in the community of lightworkers feel the energy a little bit different than Rebecca and I. So some of the stuff that you're feeling now, we felt months ago. And so as I was writing this poem that I'm about to share with you guys, I was in this energy of like this depth of personal transformation. So I want to take this time to share this with you guys. And I felt it was time to read it on the show. And the name of this very personal poem is called Dark Matter. And I hope you guys enjoy, and I hope this resonates with you. And I'm going to read this a little bit slow because there is light code information infused in this as I was preparing it to be a part of the journey this evening. So as I read, just feel the words and allow them to connect. Being birthed in the dark, being raised in the dark. Darkness birthing light, stepping into the will of divinity. Having the map, having the blueprint to reshape, remake the old. Wandering around in the dark, a familiar playground, a place where I live. The inside, the mass abundance of darkness, wanting the warmth of light. Learning to master this infinite space, an endless canal. Exploring the dense depth of the soul of space, honoring precious space. As now, false light appearing in the mirror, a reflection of what was or could be, the judge to be. Calling in the lost, the forgotten, vibrations, frequencies, light emanating, light eternal, entering a divine dance, a dance as old as creator, as we are the creator, born into the forgotten mastery, only to remember the mastery through darkness. This remembering sparks light, emerging light, emerging soul, divine balance, new stories are told. Dark matter, light matter, soul matter, divine matter, all matter. Thank you.
That was beautiful and just so profound with what's happening now with the energies of where we are in the consciousness of the planet. Coming into these new energies of looking at the shadow side, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk about tonight. Just thank you again for sharing that. It just hit so many levels and it was just, it's really, really beautiful.
Mm. Yeah. So the energies that we are moving through is the theme of the show for the past few months, is this new level of attachment and how to detach from that. And so, Rebecca, You have personal experiences of this. And so, and I want you guys to really listen to this, because as we step into the outside space, outside in the world that we're in, we're going to have these encounters, these experiences with people who are not like us. Mm-hmm. And so you have to understand what is the purpose of these experiences and these encounters. And since I don't go out as much as Rebecca does.
Every time I go out, it's a vision quest.
So yeah, so what was your quest for today?
Well, my quest for the day actually started this morning. And, you know, when I woke up this morning, I dream a lot in the morning. I always stay in bed and just kind of move through the energy, because it's always something that's gonna, you know, that's how the world kind of talks to me personally and other people as well. So this morning's thought, you know, I'm an animal freak. I love my animals, my dogs, and, you know, around traveling with them. I don't know. The whole thing around service dogs came up, and I really got triggered. And I wouldn't even say triggered. We're going to take that word away, because that's just not, I had such awareness around the level of detachment that we are being not forced or moving into. And why I say that is the phrase that always gets me around the service dog is, you know, service dog is considered a good service dog, but it's not considered a pet. And to me, that's putting so many belief systems around the quote unquote what a service dog is. And just, you know, in that energy of, you know, it is a pet. It is a loved one. It is protecting you. It is serving you. It is not to be dismissed as something less than something of love. So that's kind of how my day started, in that whole, like, and then it just went down. I went to the chocolate chip cookie. I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, oh my gosh, the people out here, the world now here, the energy right now, we really have to fine tune and pull everything out and look at all these things in place that do not serve humanity at all. And does that make sense, Ellis?
Yeah, and the visual that comes to my mind is the visual of a Rubik's Cube, you know?
Yeah.
And how we are always trying to find the right pattern, always trying to solve this puzzle of this Rubik's Cube. But when in fact, what we should be doing now is literally blowing up the Rubik's Cube.
Exactly.
And put it back together in a more refined space without having to think about, how am I going to solve this puzzle? How am I going to solve this equation? How am I going to step into this new space of awareness? How am I going? And so we are all in this mental space of how. Mm-hmm. How is it going to happen? How is it going to? And so and literally we mess ourselves up so mentally that we don't allow for ourselves to see anything but what's in our immediate surroundings.
Exactly. And it's a distractor. It's all these things coming in right now to distract us. The fear is coming up. Everything's bubbling up. And all these things are coming in to pull us back into the old paradigm. But the energies aren't quite allowing it. So anyway, my journey and, you know, goes on for the day. So I'm going to do some self-care. And I'm like, I really need to get my toes done, because they really need to be done. And I tried to go yesterday and I couldn't.
You want to see mine?
Do we? Are they gnome toes?
No.
I got a new gnome too. So I head out to go to the salon, and it's like 45-minute wait. And I just didn't. I'm like, no, not today. And I could feel the swirling of the energies out as I'm driving around. And then I decided to go to the grocery store, and it was like, no, not going there. So I'm like, I decided to go another grocery store. So I was just on this little journey of just driving around. Oh, and then I went to stop to get gas, and there's like a line 30 cars back because it was so inexpensive at BJ's. So I was like, no, that's not. It's like I was suddenly staring at places I was supposed to stop and like discerning the energies of where I need to be. So I finally end up landing at another grocery store, and this is where the journey begins. Well, the journey had begun, but you know, it's looking at people. So I was shown in this little journey in my store visit, as I'm walking in, there's a man sitting underneath an umbrella. And as I start to walk up, the umbrella goes and closes. He wasn't touching it. I'm like, oh, did that just close by yourself? And the guy's like, yeah. I was like, oh, this is going to be an interesting trip. So as I walk in the front door, there's a man standing there. It was a homeless man. He's standing there door screaming. And he literally locked eyes with me. And he's going, I want to kill. I don't even know what he was saying. But he's like in a rage at the front of the grocery store. And, you know, I just energetically in tune. Like, I mean, he was looking right at me. And it was just so interesting that point, because I could feel all these entities on him. It wasn't him talking. It was other beings talking through him. And but yet when he locked on me, I wasn't seeing the entities per se. I was feeling the lost soul hidden behind all that, that he allowed in, that he wanted out. And he was kind of like reaching out for help. And, you know, that's one of the types of the people out there in the world right now, the ones that are so caught up and have these attachments, but they're not being their true selves, and they're kind of lost. So then I meander through the floor, and then I meet another guy, and he was working there, and I started talking to him, and the conversation came up. He started, you know, going into the blame game. Biden needs to do this, and this needs to happen, and they need to blow this. I mean, just the whole, like, blaming Ed, the whole everybody else, you know? And so that's another level of people out there. They're all in this blame. You know, nobody will take responsibility to be in their hearts and be in the love of who they are, and want to blame everyone else for the chaos and not stepping into the energy of, you know, as a consciousness, we kind of created everything that's happening right now. And we are creating the shift and the change to move all that oil up, to allow it all to come out. And we are right in that transition period right now. So then right. I go and check out. And this is about being yourself, the girl at the checkout counter. We start talking about the guy in the first one, you know, at the beginning. And this is about being true to yourself and who you are. And I'm like, yeah, that poor soul was a little lostless soul. He had a lot of entities attached to him. And the girl just looked at me. And I'm like, yes, I felt sorry for him. I guess they ended up arresting him or whatever. And she's like, I said, oh, I can see dead people or something like that. I said, I could see dead people or I could feel dead people. And she looks at me and she's like, oh, I used to do that too. Or I can't do that. I used to do that. I can't do that anymore. And I looked at her and I said, yes, you can. You shut it down because of fear. You need to open it back up and be the light you are. And she's like, you're right. So, and then I left the store, and then I go home to the last person on the unaware people have no clue what's going on. And this would be my husband, and if he's listening, David, I told you I was going to share this on the show. So I get home and I'm like, look at my toes. So I'm all excited. I'm like, look at my toes. I got because I'm. And he looks at them, and I showed him before I left how horrible they were. And he just kind of looks at them. He's like, oh, look, they put a little bit of color there. Those are interesting. I'm like, David, I didn't get them done. And he's like, oh, I didn't notice. Like, he seriously thought I got them done. So there's the other type of person, you know, people out there, the ones that are unaware when everything's like right in front of them and they don't want to see the truth. So that was my little excursion to the grocery store today. And I thought I'd share, because of all the people have detached to different things in the world right now, of learning to navigate through all these people and how things are flowing right now. So thank you for going along with me, my journey to the grocery store. And that was that.
You know, and it's important, because what I am guided to express is a line from the poem that I wrote and read moments ago, is born into forgotten mastery only to remember the mastery through darkness. This remembering sparks light. And so with that, you know, it is stepping into the knowing, the awareness, because what you spoke about on your journey is so important, because people are so caught up in what's being projected into the world and not taking the moment or the time to listen to what is being spoken from the heart space, what is being spoken from their inner self or their inner guidance. And if it is not that, then they go to or seek out external sources such as us to receive this information, which is fine. I appreciate people who seek validation in what they feel and what they see and what they are hearing. But it is when you give way to the projection that is being put upon the planet you know, it is, then we do ourselves a disservice, just exactly. as an individual and as a collective, because we are the ones who are manifesting the planet. We are the ones who are manifesting the energy. We are the ones who are creating what needs to be created. And if you allow yourself to be stuck in the projection and giving your power away to what is in that projection, into the power of that projection, into the narratives that are being spoken of. And I'll tell you, I haven't watched the news in about 2 years. I mean, let me rephrase that. I have not watched any form of media, unless it's music videos, in about 2 years, whether it be, you know, the mainstream media, alternative media. I haven't watched any of it. And that's because I allow for myself to step into what is true for my heart, for myself. Mm-hmm. And I can't be of service to you, to anyone, if I allow myself not to be true to myself.
Exactly.
And when you are true to yourself, you then can step into a whole new level of awareness. And that's what this is about. This is about stepping into the awareness of you, stepping into what you are creating for yourself, what you are manifesting for yourself, what you are allowing for yourself, in being that beauty that you are, you know, the soul that you are. And it's sometimes that simple. Just like, I'm done with all of this craziness. Mm-hmm. I'm now going to allow myself to step into the truth of my heart and whatever my heart tells me.
Exactly. And I thank you for that, Hillis. And I wanted to tell that story of my little journey today with the people I meet. In what you said, we need to stand in our mastery when we're out in the world, knowing that people are all these different levels. I feel our responsibility right now is not to look at them in anything different but the beautiful light they are.
Yeah.
Because I looked at every one of those people as a beautiful light they are, even though I was witnessing all this stuff. And yeah. That's the space we need to stand in right now, to hold that light for humanity.
Yeah.
In knowing that it's going to get a little, even it's going to get a little more crazier than it is even now, because the energies, people are really ramping up.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think it's also discerning and learn your, you know, really start to go within yourself to know the energies of you. Like, I know certain times I'm like, okay, start to track your patterns of how you can navigate, and know at certain times, if you can help it, not going out, you know, going, okay, right now, this is happening right now. This is not a good time for me to be, or I need to limit myself to be. And then that was what I was showing too, as I was navigating through and feeling the energies of where I was going, like, no, that's too much right now for me. I don't need to be in all that. That's, you know, and kind of really start stepping into the mastery more of navigating the energies and really listening to what's going on around you. And engaging when you want to, and knowing to step back and keep yourself grounded in the witness master you are, instead of engaging with the chaos that's circling around us right now.
Yeah. And you know what's important too is that, you know, one of my experiences this week, and you know, I don't talk much about, you know, my personal experiences or my daily life on the show, but this week I was reminded of kindness and how to show kindness. And one of my favorite Janet Jackson songs I was playing the other day, called Black Eagle. And it's one of my favorite songs because of the message, because of how we have to extend and show kindness. Because you never know what anyone is going through, because I've been in, you know, a lot of situations, and in my most recent situations really helped me to see and value the energy of kindness. And I say that because there was a person this week that came across my path that needed help. And I didn't know how to help this person, because I'm in a situation where I can barely do anything for myself. And so with that being said, with a little bit of energy that I've allowed, you know, this person, it was just to show them that someone cared, that some other human cares about you and your predicament and your situation, that I can relate to you in that. And so, you know, on Rebecca's journey that she talked about, it was also how she spoke, but I also heard in her stories how she related to everyone. And even though you didn't completely get in the energy with them, but you understood there was that space of compassion. So compassion and kindness, guys, go hand in hand. And so now, within this space with this individual, there's been an evolution, so to speak, and just allowing them to see on your journey or anyone's journey that someone cares about you. No matter the hardships, especially now, that someone cares. And with that being said, I want Rebecca to show that card that flew on the floor at the beginning of the show as we get ready to move into our spirit portion of the night.
Are we there already?
Almost, not quite.
Oh, it's these little cards. I got blessings. That's the one that just flew on the floor.
Oh, I like that one.
How beautiful is that? And it's all a blessing. I'm having the gratitude.
Yeah.
Oh. Does it's everybody notice? I got an announcement.
Oh yeah. The people don't know because we've been talking about it from us, but you know, it's also that level of awareness and what people allow into their field of energy and thought.
I'm back in my trailer. I finally have it back.
And it's not Petunia anymore. What's her name?
No, we renamed her. So it started out as Bumble, and I'm like, it needs more than a Bumble. So I've settled on and see what you think. Because it kind of has me, Gypsy Bumble Rose.
And before you know it, she's going to get down here to see me.
I am. It's on my list. It's on my list.
Oh, so see, Susan Indigo knew. It's like, are you sitting in your new trailer?
Yes. Well, I've had it. It's been at the shop since last November. So, and it's all part this thing. And it's, and I got to tell when I picked her up. Because it was exciting.
Yes.
So when I picked her up, there was all this drama going around with the final payment with insurance, you know, and I just got to the point because I was visiting my mom. I'm like, that's it. Going to ever take care of it. I go in, within 2 minutes, it's taken care of. And I finally pick her up and she got a whole revamp. So it was like, so when I dropped her off, I was going through one journey. And this was all part of the journey, which led me to Hillis during a thing when she got crashed and everything. And I knew this whole journey was divinely just guided, the whole thing. And so I ended up seeing my mom. So this trip, I did the opposite. So I was finishing that circle on that. So I saw my mom first, had another beautiful healing with her at a whole nother level, which was just knocked my socks off because I did the show at our house, which was so cool. And when I picked the trailer up, it was like I had this new energy. So it's like I was leaving there with this whole new, like, because before when I dropped her off, she was damaged. I literally broke down crying because it was like when I let go of her, I was letting go of all that baggage. Like she was physically the baggage. You know, you talk about the baggage you carry on. Like this trailer represented that. When I dropped her off when she was damaged. So when I picked her up, you know, it was like this whole new energy and I got excited again. I'm like, oh, it's like a whole new journey and a whole new world. And that's what we need to be in. And that's why I wanted to share. I got that I'm on this whole new adventure now. And all of you are on new adventure as well, because that's what it's all about, is opening that inner joy inside of you. Just go on new adventures, because we don't have to live in the old, with the old stuff anymore.
Yeah.
And exactly. So that's why I wanted to share that, because I was so excited. Poor Hillis. He's like, I'm calling him. I drove straight from Ohio to Florida. That's a whole nother story. I call Hillis. I'm like, Hillis, can you entertain me?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm looking. Patty's on with us tonight.
Hello, Patty. But also in saying that, now that I'm mobile again, for all those listening in the States, if you like me to come by the trailer and do any sessions, or if you wanted to do a little workshop for painting or anything, I'm mobile, send me a text and I can cruise on out. So I will be going on the road. I don't know exactly my schedule yet. So, but I'm going to be rolling that out really soon.
Or even be a guest on the show.
Or even being a guest on the show live. I will come and you can be on the show. Now, I will not be able to go over to England unless I can really open up to master portal travel. So Patty and Indigo, once I master that, we will be coming to Wales.
I know we'll be seeing all our UK anyway, friends.
Thank you for entertaining me, everyone.
And so with that being said, we're just going to wait as your spirit questions come in for the night. If not, we will just do what we always do. That's have fun. But what's interesting about all of this, you know, is the allowing that we want to move into. The allowing of our heart space and the resistance that some of us have to this newness that is emerging, because we honestly don't know what to do with it. You know, we sit in this space, we are sitting in this space of really wanting to say, okay, what am I feeling? What is this? Am I supposed to be feeling this way? Why am I tired? Why am I cranky? Why am I irritable? Why am I drained? And asking all these questions and everything that you guys are feeling right now in the midst of this portal energy that's happening today, because it's 4/22/22, which is another portal, believe it or not. Last week was the partial eclipse. I can't remember
all if it was the planets are aligning and all kinds of stuff's happening.
Yeah, and then so you have Saturn, Venus, Mars, and is it Jupiter? Those yes. Four planets are in alignment.
I think so. I read it earlier, but it's totally like I forgot it all.
Yeah, and so that's in that portal energy that's happening today. And then next week you have a full solar eclipse. So it's all this movement, and plus now all the solar flares are direct at the planet right now. So you have all this massive energy of change. So this is what this is. So change is uncomfortable, especially for those who are not familiar with it, who don't like change. And I don't know what to tell you. Change is inevitable. Change is a constant. That's the only thing you can depend on in this life is change. So if you're not used to change, and if you're uncomfortable in the awareness of the change, you better get comfortable real quick, because the next couple of years is going to be real interesting.
Well, as I said, it's like a new beginning. It's not even a change. It's just a total like regroup. Like,
yeah, exactly. It's like, what just happened?
This is beyond a change. This is like,
yeah, exactly. But Patty is requesting a code. Yay!
I'm waiting,
Patty. I'm just waiting for your turn now that your dear partner has undergone such a great transformation. Now I'm just waiting for you.
He's got it.
I know he does. I'm just messing around with Patty. I love you guys so much, and thank you for always supporting us every week and just being present. And you know, while we guys have you here, just so you guys know that at 8:30 p.m. so in 2 hours from now, we're going to be on a Reverend Rob Lee's show as well. So we're going to have a threesome. A spiritual triangles, a wonderful, amazing trinity on his show in 2 hours. So, guys, pop over if you are available to hop over to Rob Lee's show and support him and the magic that we do. But go ahead, Rebecca.
I'm sorry. I'm just feeling it's a lot's coming in right now. I just don't know where to start. So, So, Patty, my dear, the main thing that's coming is starting in the one card. Listen only to love. Don't allow fear to distract you from divine mission. And I talked about this earlier, of all this distraction energy. So I ask you, my dear, to ask yourself right now, let me step into this, to ask yourself, where are you distracting yourself from the truth of moving forward to create the union of the creation that you need to create for yourself? Because in that, in staying in that space and not allowing yourself to be pulled away, your prayers are being answered in a creative way. And in that space of that creation, of stepping out of the fear to open up to a new space, to look from inside out, outside in, and creating a new paradigm of you. When I'm getting lost in my words here. Get out of the box that you're in around creating what you want to create, because your answers, even though the truth is in you, your answers are outside the box of letting go of the fear of creation, of being the creation that you truly are. I hope you followed all that.
And in continuation of that, you just have to allow for your the new awareness to come in, to step into the new awareness of yourself as you continue to be a supportive person, but know that you are also supported, to know that the support externally, internally, with all that you're asking for showing up. And just allow yourself to meet that energy as you continue to manifest your hopes, dreams, and desires. So just allow yourself to continue down that path and open up to the awareness of you.
This crazy message is coming through. Don't go down the green road. I don't know who it's for or what it means, but it's coming in, and
I'm like, where do you see that at? And I'm like, okay.
No, I'm hearing it in my head. Don't go down the green road. So I don't know who that's for, but it just came flying through.
But yeah, you say that, I think about the Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe that's for everyone. I don't know. I just don't go down the green road. I don't know what that. I don't know.
Well, you know, and it's funny, you know, and when you say
go ahead.
When you say that, it speaks to the energy of envy or jealousy, you know, that path. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what the energy that I feel. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, I just while you were saying that, I had a last week's show where all that distortion came through.
Oh, yes. Oh, you're most welcome, Patty. We are happy that you are here with us and watching this week. And my dear Robin, I'm happy that you are tuning in this week and becoming a regular watcher. So we appreciate you and your energy.
Yes, Robin, I saw that you're in Mississippi, and that's not that far away. So shoot me an email if you'd like to set something up or do a little group thing or, yeah.
Yeah, Bridget is in Orlando.
I know. I thought of you. I'm like, oh, I could stop.
I didn't think of me. I just thought about her. I mean, like, we could stay in Florida for a little while.
And I'm like, I could go to Orlando, then I could shoot across to you.
And there you go.
I travel in circles, so that would be part of the circle.
Yes. You know, and I feel like this week I'm not as short-circuited as last week. So if you guys saw the show last week, it was
Yeah, you were a spitfire last week.
I was like,
ooh. So I wanted to say last week, I'm getting a car. I don't know if you noticed the distortion that came through. I didn't tell them what happened because they didn't know.
Oh, so you know, let's do Robin and then we get to your...
I know. Well, I'm doing Robin and this is going in as well. So I feel like it's like part of.
Okay. Something. All right. Okay.
It's something, something, something.
All
I'm swirling today, everyone. So if I'm all over the place, I am literally all over the place. And I did the best
focus.
I can. Just playing with it.
Focus.
I am focusing, thank you. I have got this, but I am just all over the place. So just follow with me through the multidimensional being that I am.
And don't go down the green road.
Don't go down the green road. Stay on the light. So, my dear. You're a little magic one, aren't you? And you've been hiding from that magic for a very, very long time. And you're opening up to a new level of your magic. And it's time to step into the resonance of who you are, the energy of who you are, the vibration of who you are. Don't allow those other people that are in your world to bring you down anymore. Because I feel there's a lot of people that are keeping you down. I feel this real heaviness, like this big kind of, I want to say cloud, but it's not a cloud, like this on top of you right now. As you're like going like this, it's going like this and keeping you down. And you need to move yourself out of that because the magic inside of you, my dear, that you forgot you had. You need to open and allow that back through, open to receive it, because you are the abundance of who you are. Open up to that abundance of who you are. And I feel there's a male figure too as well that has really been a eyesore in your world right now on so many different levels that needs some serious boundaries wrapped around it so you can stand in that truth of you and stop straddling between these two realms that you're straddling right now of wanting to move forward but being pulled back down, wanting to move forward but be pulled back down, so you can resonate and vibrate at a different level and open up to that space that you've been resisting to be the magical being that you were chose to come here to do. Pillis, did I lose you?
No, froze. Not at all. Not at all. It's just taking me a bit longer to connect. And
are you
tonight? No, I'm good.
Okay.
It's just the word focus was also for you, Robin, and this is in connection to what Rebecca just talked about. So allowing you to focus and begin to trust more of your innate abilities for you now to connect with someone who can assist you in reaching in that space, reaching in that beauty of who you are, reaching into opening up the key or giving someone permission to be of service to you, to assist you. And step out of the minutia of the everyday, step out of the minutia of this has to be done, that has to be done, and just running around rampant. But now allow yourself that time of freedom to focus inward and to step into the quote unquote magic that you are. So now is that time for all of this to happen and emerge for you, my dear.
I hope that resonates, Robin. And let us know if you have any questions around that.
I just want to show this message really quick, and then we can go up to Gambi. And she says, Indigo says, since our last session, her dreams are off the scale. Wow. Okay, so yes, we'll get you a message, my dear, but I want to go back up to Gambi. No, you are never too late for a card. No,
I knew you were going to say that.
Well,
because I was going to say,
you expect we've been doing this for like how long? We should know what we're going to say by now.
I know. I was going to say the same thing.
It's never too late. Never,
no.
ever too late.
No.
You know what's interesting? I feel like there is. I feel like deja vu right now with you, Gambi. Like it's repetitive with you. in terms of the energy cycle that you're in. So you have to kind of sort of get out the loop, get off the roller coaster, if you will, get off the ride. The ride is over. Because I just feel like it's a loop. It's like, okay, how many times can I go on this ride? How many times can I go in this circle and not realize that I'm in a circle till it's too late, that I'm in a circle, that I'm trapped in a circle, then you in this roundabout. It's like, how do I get out the roundabout? How do I get at the roundabout? And the thing is, you have to stop wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and be step into a new level of awareness of yourself, of your soul, of your space. And it's more so of both matching the frequency of your internal space with your external space and allow those frequencies to match up. And then you can allow yourself to get off the ride, get out this continuous loop that you're in and stop spinning your wheels because it's not doing you any good. It's not helping you anymore. It's because there's an element of that you're not trusting. So you have to allow the element of trust to come in to be of service to you, whether it be guides, loved ones, whomever, myself or Rebecca, somewhat who you can trust to help you get off of this loop. Does it make sense? I hope it does. Rebecca?
I kind of get the same thing in different ways. So first question.
I just like it. I mean, I'm going to just say this, you guys. So sometimes, you know, if Rebecca says something, we're always saying the same thing. So this is just validation for you guys. She's like 5 hours away from me driving. I mean, there's no way that either of us know what the other is going to say and feel. So just know that.
House tapped. You didn't know that?
Huh?
I have your house tapped. I know what's going on at all times.
No, but I mean, this is just validation for you guys. I mean, just so you guys, even though we repeat the message, it's just validation for you to know what is true for you. So, Rebecca, go ahead.
And sometimes we need a lot of validation before it clicks. Like, you can hear the same thing over and over and over and again. And one day it'll just be, oh my gosh, that's what has been coming. It finally clicks. And that's the key, validation. And hearing the same message or asking for a card every week is because sometimes it just, you know, it just takes a while for it to click because you're not right quite to the energy you're required to be at to receive it. So that's what I'm going to say to you, Gambi, sweet love, is that to step in and ask yourself of being deserving. Am I deserving to have it all? Because you are. You are deserving to have happiness, to have health, to have love, to have everything you require in your world and that you want in your world. Is just ask that question, open to the energy. I am deserving of all this. To have the gratitude in your heart of the story that was who you were.
Yes.
And I want to repeat that. The story that was of who you were now needs to be open to the story of who you desire to be. And wish that into your reality. And that's all it takes by listening to the signs that are being shown to you all over the place and allowing the energy, that abundance in that heart space of yours that has been shut down to open, to create that new story so you can move forward knowing and claiming, and I'm going to say claiming, that you are deserving to have everything your heart desires.
Yes, ma'am.
And that will be it.
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am. Call me ma'am.
Don't mind me. I didn't. So I got a little sidetracked. And I see that. I told you my energies were like kind of crosswired.
As I said, follow the multidimensional night. We're all over the place, but we're all coming together.
Right. So, she wants a message and a card. That's what this is.
Oh, okay.
See, that's why I said I misread it. I misread. This is just more of the opening that's happening for you, the opening that you've asked for, everything that you have been offline. My dear, is coming back online. So there, this is twofold. Because one, since the work that we've done, it opened up those doors, those forgotten doors, those forgotten memories, those forgotten abilities. So it's opening that up that door. Number two, because I've had this too, and Rebecca's had this too, because we are both taking the ASEA. And so when we take that, the dreams do become more vivid in that respect. So there's two things happening with you, because you're taking the supplement, everything's becoming more vivid, more alive in your body. And so then too, with the energy work that was done, it is more cohesive. So everything is working together in sync to bring you what you've asked for on the physical and energetical and energy level. So everything's coming back online. So I'm just happy to see and feel and witness this.
My turn?
Yeah.
I just have one thing to say. New beginnings. That's it.
And if you guys want more information about this supplement that we just talked about, you can look in the description in the comments below. It's the ASEA supplement, and you guys can
technology.
Oh yeah, it's I mean, I've been taking stuff for years when it goes to my health, and honestly, this is the best thing that I've ever taken, hands down. I mean, within days. And I'm seriously saying days, not weeks, not months, but days. Within like 2 days, you start to see changes. So I mean, everything from sleeping better to energy levels to cravings, all that stuff. It's like, what is happening? And so, you know, it's the best thing ever. And they just launched new products, but I could go into that a whole another day. But this is not the show for that. We're going to be doing the Favorite Things show very soon. And so going to Robin. And Robin, thank you again so much for your attention and everything. And I just want to say namaste. I feel the universe of oneness will take care of the situation. Yes, exactly. That's why I said yes, ma'am, because I saw her message.
Oh, is that it? Yes,
ma'am. So you are right on track, my dear. And I can't wait to be in touch with you and to assist you even more on your path and journey, Robin. And she even goes on to say that thank you both for sharing. Rebecca is the energized butterfly tonight. Yes, she is. I'm just coasting tonight. I'm just like,
whole new level of me coming in. Let me tell you, get ready, people.
Yes, and she says they're tag teaming is awesome. But wait, you guys, what? The tune-up for tonight is going to be spectacular.
It is every week.
I know. I know. I
feel I have to do this right now. Yes, I want to give a shout-out.
Yes,
do it. A dear friend of mine who is about to go into a vision quest, and I hadn't talked to her for a while on her land that she has out in the Texas area. And I just feel like I want to do this live just to send out the energy to hold space for her during this vision quest, because I know she's going to be on the land doing this not only for herself, but also for humanity and the land and everything. So I just wanted to give a special shout out to her, and I don't need to say her names, but she knows what it is. And I spent time with her today and was able to do some sound for her as well. So I just wanted to add the energy of that beautiful creation that she's doing for herself to bring into the show out to the universe to assist her on her vision quest. So
I love that.
Rachel, I love you. Mwah.
And before we begin tonight's tune-up, guys, just a reminder of a quick note that we are going to pop on Reverend Rob's show at 8:30 p.m. So that's 90 minutes from now. So you guys get a double dose of us if you pop over to his show and to see the magic that the three of us create in this Trinity Unity energy. Yes. Because you never know what's going to happen on Rob's show. It's
correct.
Yeah. If you think our show was fun, and if you know Reverend Rob, you know it's going to be fun. Bangarang, as he says.
Bangarang.
And so now, It is the moment we've all been waiting for. The moment we all watch the show, the moment that we do the show, is for your weekly Friday Night Tune-Up.
Oh. And speaking of the tune-up, little Miss Me has to get together. Because I'm slow growing on things, as you well know, to get together where we might just do like just a tune-up, like a charged or a hard exchange, just tune-up for, I don't know how we're going to put it together with Hillis and I, just kind of working through some stuff and do tune-up, specific tune-ups that it's just a tune-up. So I'm getting that together. Just bear with me. When the time is right, it'll be rolled out and Hillis be like, Becky, you got it together yet?
So yes, we are going to do specified, either pre-recorded or live tune-ups just for you guys, because we know how much you guys love the tune-ups and how our magic resonates with you and how the magic we bring to the planet. So, and also too, just another note about this, since we're on the topic, that we may be bringing in special guests for our live shows to assist.
Yeah, and how would you like that? We were thinking about bringing people in just to pop in. And if anybody out there wants to come, just let us know. You know, popping in and out on Friday nights. And just, you know, if you're a musician, you want to come and sing a song, or you're a poet and you want to come on and read a poem or whatever it might be, just to share the love and spread the love and open the beautiful expression of everything.
Yes, and as we prepare the energy of the space tonight, please understand and know that this is our time, just as we value your time, as just we value our time. Know that this is a gift to you. So if you feel that this show and this portion of the show has moved you, has connected with you, has resonated with you on some level, you are more than welcome to click on the link in the description below to donate to us so we can keep the show going, because every donation helps.
Well, also on YouTube, can't you, like, what do they do? Click below and subscribe.
Oh, yeah, like and subscribe, share with your friends, you know, help us grow. Awesome.
Good Lord, help me.
I'm getting all this information, and so it's time to begin.
Basically, Becky, stop, get together and get rounded. Are you rounding me up?
Yeah, I am. And so as
we're gonna round me up on a portal day, not happening.
No, never. No. But as we prepare to enter this space, as I open, Lord, begin to open up the portal. Open up the energies, connect to Rebecca, to those who are watching now or later in the present moment, in your present moment. As we connect to the energies to allow for these energies of this eclipse season, allow for these energies of the alignment of these beautiful energies of the celestial bodies, allowing the energies of Mother Earth in celebration of her today, as we allow and connect to her fourth density energy on her day, in which we honor her, as we thank her for her blessings, her gifts, and providing for us each and every day without question, with the simple things such as food and shelter and water and air and the sun and the abundance of food and the abundance of wealth and the abundance of prosperity, in which the minerals and the paper and everything that we harvest from her to sustain our way of life, everything that we have received from her to connect to, for us to be able to experience, have this human experience, we are in gratitude. We are in appreciation. We are in awe of her magnificence and beauty.
In gratitude to Mother Earth, light and love of all, opening to energies after this transmission this evening. I ask that everybody really ground themselves and drink some water. I'm getting it's okay this time to let a few energies through that I actually sometimes hold back. Because I'm told I'm getting that I need to let those energies come through tonight. So just to let you know, if you're standing up or whatever, I would sit down as these energy comes through, and you might, some of you might be getting a little dizzy after these energies come through. And so just really ground yourself, drink a lot of water, and just breathe, breathe, breathe. We're going to start slow, but there's going to be a transmission that comes through. As I said, it's going to be another level that I have not done on this show before. And I am being directed, tonight is the night, to allow this to come through and these energies to come through that are not from this star system. They are from. They are from some energies I've been working through but have not allowed to be expressed on this show before because it was not time for it to be expressed on this show, to be out into the world the way in this capacity. So I will be allowing that in a short little way to come through this evening because a little bit of it has to come through in that level. Ooh-wee-hoo. Breath in. Everybody put their hand on their heart and a hand on their stomach. Ground themselves into the beautiful Mother Earth, the crystalline grid, allowing the energies and the blessing, just receive this energy and the transmission that just came through to integrate through your body, to open up to a new world, to a new presence, to a new beingness, to a new light, to shine and be who you truly desire to be, who you truly need to be in this world in order to help humanity grow to the next level, to the next beingness, to the next space that it's required to be in. And so be it.
Would you like to know what they said?
If you want to translate.
You know I'm a good translator.
Have you heard that before? I don't think I've even done that with you before, have I?
No, that was new for me, from you. But I understood a good portion of it.
Well, then you just translate. I got the vibration of it, but not the words. Because you're the word man. I'm the vibration person.
And so, dear ones, as we allow for this communication to be expressed through this divine being, this vessel who has connected with us, we first offer our sincerest gratitude in this transmission, allowing for this energy to know that we are all together, that we are experiencing oneness in this moment, that we are all together in our thoughts, all together in our actions, all together in the goal for humanity, your humanity, not separate from ours, but just in a different space, a different age as you are young. And as we understand this time in what you call humanity, in this time of your system, your solar system, is of a young age and is going through and experiencing global growing pains, but this is passing. But you have to remember the kindness, the compassion to be of service to each other, because this will accelerate the process. This will accelerate the unified goal. I know everyone looking out for each other is fine, but you can no longer just look out for you. We have to look out for each other. Know that kindness and compassion are extensions of love, and they go so much further. They go a very long way. And understand that we are all in this together. I love it. I love that I can understand it.
Awesome.
Yeah. So you guys, it has been an amazing night. Thank you ever so much for your attendance and sharing and supporting us in various ways. And just remember to know that if you are up and want to catch us on Reverend Rob's show, 8:30 on his channel. And I don't know where the link is, but just find us on Facebook or find Reverend Rob on YouTube. And we'll have a blast.
Tarot with an attitude.
Yeah, tarot with an attitude. And until next week, everyone, keep exploring.
Wait. And don't limit yourself. Create yourself. Be the change in you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening and opening your hearts to receive the information that we shared.
And until next week, everyone.
Keep exploring.